taking a stroll on Main Street. I'm Jill Slater. We have Andrew Dawson in for Dave Arnold today. If I call you Dave, I'm sorry. I'm just so automatic with
that's
it.
All right.
And my brain doesn't work very
well. I've been
well.
Called worse. Not much.
Not much worse, yeah, but
worse.
You know, just a little bit worse. Coming up in the show here, we are talking about back to school time. Gah.
Sorry, man. I love it.
Yeah. No, I love it, too, in the sense that I have a very tricky time finding things for the kid to do about this time of year now. It's sort of we've run out of a lot of our options. But it's the buying the school supplies that's the worst part for me. I find them so ridiculous half the time. I don't understand why he needs 6 glue sticks.
Mm.
I don't. I know he's going to eat one.
Yep.
And I know he's going to lose one.
Yep.
But what are the other 4 for? It just makes me wild. That's my own personal pet peeve, and I've had my own little rebellion when it comes to buying school supplies I'll tell you about later. But coming up here on the show at 2 o'clock, we are getting your back-to-school stories. What is the most ridiculous school supply you've had to buy for your kid or take to school for yourself? We want to hear from you. The phone number is 1-877-300-7275. Right now, we are talking about some pretty interesting fallout, actually, from the Ashley Madison hack today. Some employers are asking their employees to come forward if they have accounts. And the argument is that companies should know if there's a potential an employee could be blackmailed. So we're talking about, is this your business? Is this the company's business? It's a very interesting conversation to have. And to help us with this conversation, we went to Ron Minkin. He's the owner of Employment Lawyers, and we have Sarah Cotter with her. She's a senior lawyer in that firm. They both join us now on the line. Thanks for joining us, by the way.
Hello, Jill. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
So what sort of private, if we get to the crux of it here, what sort of privacy assurances should employers be guaranteeing their employees, Sarah?
I think it really comes down to the context of who the employer is, who the employees, and what the terms of the employment contract are. Ideally, for employers to properly protect themselves, you want to make sure that in advance when you're hiring, you make sure that certain terms are in that contract. And, you know, even as going so far as making sure that certain conduct is going to be part of the terms of employment. And if that protection is in place, then the employers can rely upon that to try to push the boundaries in terms of, you know, if they can try to obtain more information from the employee that might otherwise be viewed as crossing the line into off-duty conduct.
Okay, and so in the case of this Ashley Madison hack, is it reasonable, do you think, for employers to be asking workers if they're on the site, especially if they are concerned about potential for blackmail?
Oh, Jill, it's Ron Minkin here. I think it all depends who the employer is. By way of example, let's look at Gameshi. The issue there was, does the employer have the right to know what's going on in the bedroom? And the issue really is he a public figure or not? And in this situation, Gameshi, of course, is a public figure. And darn right, yes, the public have a right to know. If he's a public figure, he's a public image. So as to his right to confidentiality, not much, given the figure he is. So it depends really what your job position is, what your role is, whether being honest is a bona fide occupational requirement. We think of people who are considered to be, or that must be trustworthy. Of course, politicians, number one, athletes, journalists. They are public figures. We consider an example of Tiger Woods. Does the public have a right to know what's going on? Well, in situations where the public figures, they do, or in situations where trust is required of them, as in politicians or priests, yes, there is a right for that employer to know.
In what instance would you say an employer absolutely does not have the right to know? What's the range we're looking at here?
I guess it depends on, you know, we keep saying the same thing, but who the employer is and who the employee is. So if someone is, you know, not to be rude, but in a lower level position and the employer is a smaller employer, not so much in the public domain or a public type of employer, in those situations, it may not necessarily be relevant to what the employee's job and responsibilities are. I think it really comes down to the connection between the employee's responsibilities and the connection to that employer in the terms of the employment. But if there's absolutely no connection, a lot of times an employee's outside conduct and behavior really is none of the employer's business. So it's about the link between what the employee's duties are and how connected that is to the employer's public image and whether there's a risk of harm. If there's a risk of harm, then the employer is going to have a greater right to know and have, you know, to expect the employee to answer those questions. If there's less risk and less harm, then I would say that in a lot of cases, the employer wouldn't have the right to ask that information.
We're speaking with Sarah Cotter and Ron Minkin from Minkin Employment Lawyers.
You know, as an employee and someone who works in the public as well, I mean, there's so many, we went over this sort of, you know, what kind of job do you got to be in to sort of expect a certain right of privacy, but even someone in my position is public, wouldn't I have the same right to privacy? I just find it hard to understand that gray line that sort of seems to blur there. I mean, what I do in my personal time, isn't that my business, even if I'm Tiger Woods?
Well, Andrew, do you want this on the air or off the air?
Oh, give it to me on the air. It's all right. I'm a big boy. I can take it.
Okay. Well, you know, you're likely a public figure. You know, one has to consider, are you as well known as Gomeshi?
No.
Thankfully, hey?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Exactly. So one has to look at the degree of that a person is a public figure, the degree of care that person has. But in a situation like yours, there would likely be some degree of fidelity required on your part. I guess the issue is, how would the public, if the public were to find out, how would that affect your employer? Would they care? Well, it's not just your employer, it's your listeners. And you'd have to look at, you know, where you live. I mean, Regina is probably a lot more conservative than maybe Toronto. I'm not sure. So the issue is, how would it affect your listeners, your viewers, and the impact on the employer? If there is zero impact, then probably there's no right to know. And you have an obligation, or they have an obligation of confidentiality to you. But otherwise, you can see, I'm sure, Andrew, how that obligation of confidentiality would dwindle if your listeners found out that you did belong to Madison. And if that hits and affects listeners and your ratings, then, you know, that is something that probably the employer should know about.
Sarah, does it complicate issues or the matter at all when it's the issue of company emails that are being involved in the Ashley Madison hack?
Yeah, it absolutely does. I think that, you know, once you have company property that's being tied into this off-duty conduct that might actually be relevant to the job, then certainly the employer is going to be more invested in terms of, you know, what's going on and has a greater right to know what's going on and to potentially take action as a result. I mean, if you're using company property, so whether that's a company cell phone or a BlackBerry laptop, or even just an email address on your own personal device, essentially you are using the company's property in your activities, and that's pulling the employer in whether you like it or not. So
it becomes their business then.
It does. It does. It definitely changes the dynamics in favor of the employer for sure.
Okay, one quick question for each of you. I'd like your answers if I could. So where is the line between company business and personal? Ron?
Well, I think the test one has to look at is, how will this impact the employer's business? And if it does impact it, then likely the employer should know about it. If it doesn't impact it, then it's likely none of the employer's darn business what the employee does. So the consideration being, how will this impact the employer's business if this information were to leak out? I think that would be the test that we would certainly use in examining a situation like this.
Sarah, anything to add?
Yeah, I agree with that. The only other thing I would add is, we talked a little bit about off-duty conduct and you know, from the perspective of the employee. So, you know, if the employee is doing something that's outside of sort of work boundaries, when is that relevant? But the flip side of that is vicarious liability. And vicarious liability is something that is on the head and shoulders of the employer. And that's why, you know, the employers want to know what's going on, because at the end of the day, they could be liable for tremendous damages, not as a result of their own conduct, but as a result of the conduct of the employee.
Wow, this is great. What a great conversation. I really appreciate you two joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jill, Andrew.
That's Sarah Cotter and Ronald Minkin of Minkin Employment Lawyers. We were talking to them about this issue, about some employers asking employees to come forward if they have Ashley Madison accounts. It's your turn to weigh in. The number is 1-877-300-7275. This is News Talk 650 CKOM 980 CJME.